Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Thank you for your presence.
Thank you for your presence.
I have ears to hear.
I have eyes to see.
And my spirit is on the job.
Containing all you want to give me.
Hallelujah. I'm going to take you on a short journey to Isaiah 43. A short journey to Isaiah 43. And I'm using the Passion Translation because there was a real strong press. I studied it from three different levels. But there was one part that was really, really important to me. And that is verse 7. Bring me everyone who is called by my name. The one I created to experience my glory. Isaiah was actually prophesying Israel's restoration, and he was foretelling of a great worldwide harvest among the nations as a fulfillment of the Feast of Ingathering, known as the Feast of Tabernacles. That footnote can change your life. Because again, the commission to this house was to make sure that we never stop celebrating and recognizing the Feast of Tabernacles, because it's going to be an ingathering of such a magnitude that we cannot in our minds contain it. So bring me everyone who is called by my name. Now I'm going to back it up to verse 1. Now this is what Yahweh says. Listen, Jacob, that's the man of flesh, to the one who created you. Israel, to the one who shaped who you are. Now what's the difference? The natural man is Jacob. He's full of tricks. And the spirit man is Israel. Now, I've taught on this many, many times, but again, the Holy Spirit is pressing. You were shaped and being shaped by Him. That's what this word is saying. It's not you manipulating yourself, trying to get to a finish line. I should have heard an amen.
Amen.
Say, I'm retiring from fixing me. It doesn't work. It backfires. I'm waiting for Him as He continues to shape me and get me to the victory. The footnote on that says Jacob was created, but Israel was formed. God forms and transforms Jacob into Israel. God is seen here as the one who changes the nature of man. Genesis 32:28. Changes the nature. Now, when you get that in your thick head, because it's thick, sometimes it's stubborn, but sometimes it's thick, and it just doesn't want to go in. This is a word to bring you to life and to see what life can do instead of what darkness has done. You were brought up in darkness. I was brought up in darkness. I'm not living in darkness anymore. I'm being shaped.
Amen.
By the one who started this good work. And yes, I get discouraged once in a while because I'd like it to be done yesterday.
Amen.
But then he's got a few tricks up his sleeve. Do not fear, for I, your kinsman redeemer, will rescue you. I have called you by name, and you are mine. You don't belong to yourself. You belong to Him. When you pass through, when, there's going to be when you pass through the deep stormy sea. You can count on me to be there with you. And I would add, in you. Okay? You can count on Jesus to be there with you and by her Spirit in you. When you pass through raging waters, when? It means you will pass. Okay? You will not drown. You might feel like it. You might not be able to breathe. But he's going to be with you. And in you. Because he's working on us. Look at each other. Say, he's working on us. And some of us get a little stubborn. Sometimes. Part-time. Not as much as I used to be. Amen. Because he's shaping me now. Amen. When you walk through persecution like fiery flames, you will not be burned. Self-explanatory. The flames will not harm you. For I am your Savior, Yahweh, your mighty God, the Holy One of Israel. I am giving Egypt as the price to set you free. I give up Egypt as the price to set you free. Robin Bullock was pointing out this week that we're very close of the sea closing in. And I could just contain this word over and over. I read it again this morning 3-4 times. And again, Cyrus is on the job. If you go to the NIV, there's a footnote on Isaiah 43 about Cyrus's being on the job. Irene and I listened to President Trump on Friday night when he was in Arizona. It was awesome. The people who are going to be running for governor, a woman, not afraid to say, we pushed God out of our country and out of our state, and we're asking him to come back. And we're not afraid to ask him to come back and be the Lord of this whole state. And we will not bow. Amen. One for the Attorney General. He quoted the scriptures from Hebrews. He quoted Jeremiah 2 Timothy 1:7. And he quoted the whole thing and he declared it out loud. It was awesome. It was alive in God, and they weren't afraid. And one of them said, I repent because I walked away, and now I'm coming back, and I'm learning. The pastor gave words, and he prayed his prayer in the name of Jesus. He wasn't afraid. It was just awesome. So if he gave up Egypt as the price to set us free, Cush and Seba in exchange to bring you back. Since you are cherished and precious in my eyes, darling, and because I love you dearly and want to honor both of the darlings. That's an inside joke for you guys. I willingly give up nations in exchange for you, a man. To save your life. A man. That's prophetic because they had no clue that there was going to be the Son, Jesus, as a man. I am with you now, even close to you. So never yield to fear. Ha ha. Never yield to fear. I will bring your children from the east. From the west, I will gather you. I will say to the north, hand them over. And to the south, Don't hold them back. Bring me my sons from afar, my daughters from the ends of the earth. Bring me everyone who is called by my name, Christians, 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 north, south, east, and west, being brought in. The ones I created to experience my glory. Woo-hoo! The ones I created to experience my
glory.
Say it with me.
I was created
to experience his glory. And the enemy don't like it. Yes. I myself formed them to be who they are. Formed again. Did you catch it? And made them for my glory. Confirmation upon confirmation. Lead out those who have eyes but are blind. Those who have ears but are deaf. Let all the nations gather together and the people assemble. Which of their gods prophesied this? Which of them foretold what is about to happen? Let them bring out their witnesses to make their case. Let them take the stand and testify. It is true. Yahweh says, you are my witnesses, my chosen servants. I chose you in order that you would know me intimately. Believe me always and fully understand that I am the only God. There was no God before me, and there will be no other God after me. I only am Yahweh, and there is no Savior God but me. I am the only one who revealed this to you. I saved you, foretold the future, and brought it to pass. It was not some foreign God who did this. You are my witnesses that I am God, declares Yahweh. From the very beginning, I am the only God. No one can snatch from my hand. No one can be snatched from my hand. When I chose to act, who can reverse it? This is what Yahweh, your kinsman redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, says. For your good, I will send for the Babylonians. I mean, you know, he's sending us the confusion one for our good. We're seeing that in our country right now. Revelation is happening left and right. People are finally getting a clue about who's done what to you. I will bring them as fugitives to turn the shouting of the Chaldeans into mourning. That's the future of the political slump and the swamp and its creatures. Got it? I am Yahweh, your Holy One and your King, the Creator of Israel. God will do a new thing. Yahweh is the one who makes a way in the sea and a pathway in the mighty waters. There's your Red Sea experience. And you and I make it through. But the swamp won't make it. They'll be buried. He destroys chariots and horses. Not you. He destroys. And all their mighty warriors, they fell never to rise again. And it's going to happen again. Gone forever, snuffed out like a wick. This is what he says. Stop dwelling in the past. Stop dwelling on the past. Don't even remember these former things. I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Even now, it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open a flowing stream in the desert. Wild beasts, jackals, and owls will glorify me. I will supply streams of water in the desert and rivers in the wilderness to satisfy the thirst of my people, my chosen ones. So that you, whom I have shaped, again, do you get it? So that you, whom I have shaped and formed to make you comfy. Your version say make you comfy? No. So that you, whom I have shaped and formed for myself, will proclaim my praise. Yet you did not call out to me, O Jacob. Are you so weary of me, O Israel? You have not brought me your sheep for burnt offerings or honored me with your sacrifices. I have not burdened you by requiring many grain offerings or wearied you with demands for frankincense. You did not buy me fragrant calamus, reeds, or lavish me with the fat of your sacrifices. Instead, you have burdened me with your many sins. Ah. God gets heavy when you start focusing on all your failures and sins. And weaken me with your evil deeds. Oh yes, I am the one only who completely erased your sins. What? He erased them? Never to be seen again. What are you doing looking at him? If he says, I erased them, don't talk to him about it. You're wasting your time. He has no memory of them. I will not remember them again. Is that clear? Freely I do this because of who I am. Help me remember the past. Let's debate. Bring me your version to prove your innocence. Now, when you start declaring that the blood of Jesus sets you free, what are you doing? You're declaring your innocence. You're not guilty anymore. Your earliest ancestors sinned, and your spokesman rebelled against me. So I brought disgrace on the holy priests, on the holy sanctuary, and brought destruction to Jacob. Humiliation and scorn to Israel. You know, when you look at this word in the Amplified, it gets a little deeper. I would press to use this one because of the way that the words are made and the footnotes. But the bottom line that I'm looking at is prepare for something new that's about to be established. The word that I got was 3 weeks. I don't know what he's going to complete in 3 weeks, but that's 21 days. And I pray that we won't recognize what he's up to until then. That revelation will come of what he really wants in these next 21 days. So would you just put your right hand over your heart and say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit.
I know you're on me.
Your anointing is here.
And you're doing a work. If I've concentrated on my sin, I know you're not listening. Your ears are closed. My sins are gone. They're completely annihilated. From God's memory. And now it's time. For me to erase them from my memory. By choice. So I activate my will.
So
Right now. And I declare my freedom from sin.
It is all done.
He's shaping my spirit
for a new generation
that will taste the freedom
that's coming to them,
that will come out of my mouth
and come out of my example,
because they'll see Jesus in me
and create hunger in them.
How you do it, Lord?
When I cross the ocean
of unbelief,
I will now be glorified.
And they will see your glory in me
and create a hunger
for your purpose.
Thank you, Jesus.
I declare my healing.
I decree it now.
By the stripes of Jesus,
I was healed.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I decree,
it's manifesting in this body.
Right now.
In Jesus' name.
So shall it be.
Amen.